It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis of the local side. The MAC men's basketball team had their home opener on Wednesday. They picked up a big win and come from behind fashion over number 18 Barton, 70-66, outscoring the Cougars 44-33 in the second half after trailing by 7 at intermission. The Cards get 23 points and 6 rebounds from Nazir Allen, 19 points and 9 rebounds from Teron Garrett, and BJ Dooling added 8 points, all in the second half. Barton's leading scorer, Aris Rodriguez, had 13, Blake Rucker with 12, and Sebastian Muchitz with 10 points and 12 rebounds. After the game, MAC head coach Tony Irons on what changed at halftime.
I think just attention to detail. We had to settle down. You know, again, with an inexperienced team, you're going to go on runs, and then you're going to give up runs, too, sometimes. And going into the game, we talked about coming out of halftime because that was kind of our Achilles heel in Three Rivers. Thought we started slow in the second half. So today that was the emphasis, and I thought we started the second half, you know, really, really fast.
The Cardinals get their first win of the season and are 1-2, and it doesn't get any easier after that. Number 11 Triton coming up to cap off 4 straight to start the season against ranked opponents. MAC receiving votes in the preseason poll that game against Triton, and according to the Massey rating scale, MAC has the 12th toughest remaining schedule in the nation this season. From there to high school football and Class 3 District 1 tournament semifinal on Friday, the Potosi Trojans are the 3 seed. They'll play at 2 seed Central. We'll have it for you on AM 1240 KFMO Friday at 6 with the tailgate show fueled by McDonald's, Gilston Mary Lee pregame show at 6:30, and kickoff at 7. Sean Malone and Zach Pipkin will have the call, live video online at KFMOsports.com. And MAC volleyball this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the Lady Cardinals host the Midwest B District Tournament, 2 wins away from a national tournament appearance. And high school volleyball on Friday and Saturday, it's the Class 1 Final 4. The Bismarck Lady Indians will play Liberal on Friday, coverage at 5:30 on KFMO Sports Plus, opening serve at 6. If they win that, they're in the championship on Saturday. If they lose, they're in the third place game, but 2 games are guaranteed. Bismarck head coach Chelsea Hennis says this season has been special.
We were heartbroken last year. Winona, Fist Set, they wanted to go last year, and this has kind of been our mantra all year, like every game, get you prepared for where we want to go in the postseason. In the end, we got the job done, and they are so stinking excited.
Hennis on how tough this week could be on the team.
Going to be, again, mentally draining because we have to go so far away. I mean, we looked at it from here all the way up there, 7 hours. So we went from the bottom of the state all the way back up to the top of the state by next weekend. So this week is going to be mentally tough and draining and physically tough and draining. So we'll see what they're going to do.
Again, Bismarck and Liberal Friday at 5:30 on KFMO Sports Plus. The Lady Indians will be on AM 1240 KFMO on Saturday. NHL, the St. Louis Blues began a brief 2-game road trip over the span of 2 days, last night and today, and they were in the nation's capital, playing the Washington Capitals. Here's the Blues Radio Network.
Last night, the Blues looked to build off of their win against the Edmonton Oilers when they took on the Washington Capitals to start off another set of back-to-back games. It took 9 minutes and 50 seconds for the first goal, a power play by Tom Wilson, to put Washington up by 1. Into the second period, Blues down by 1, 2:39 in. Alex Ovechkin continues to make history, scoring his 900th NHL goal to put the Capitals up by 2. Then less than 2 minutes later, Beauvillier would score, and then the snowball would start. Carlson, Beauvillier, by the end of the second period, the Blues were down by 5. Alexei Toropchenko would score shorthanded 37 seconds into the third, but then nothing else for the Blues as Tom Wilson picked up a second of the game, and the Blues would fall to the Capitals 6-1. Now, the 7th time this year that the Blues have given up 5 or more goals and have dropped their 8th game in regulation so far this year. Next up, the Buffalo Sabres tonight, 6 o'clock puck drop, 5:30 pregame skate on the St. Louis Blues Radio Network.
The Blues play tonight on B104.3. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs get this week off. They're on the bye. They'll play next week against the Denver Broncos, and it is Thursday. It's time for your Minute with Mitch.
It's time for a Minute with Mitch as we take a moment to discuss football with a play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's presented by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's the bye week, a chance to catch a breath and look back and look ahead. But I can't believe I missed this. It was right under my nose. DeAndre Hopkins had the NFL's longest active streak with catches in 181 consecutive games. D-Hop's streak started September 9, 2013, and it ended, wait for it, September 28, 2025 at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. I missed it because it put the Chiefs' oral tight end, Travis Kelce, at the top of the list. He's got 183 consecutive games with the catch, and his streak started September 7, 2014. D-Hop was great last year as a Chief down the stretch to get to Super Bowl 59. It's just ironic. His long streak would end at the home of the Chiefs to open the door for an all-time Chief on this Minute with Mitch.
Make your next tailgate tail great.
Go Chiefs!
With help from Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. This football season, find all of your tailgating needs at your local Hy-Vee. From chips and beer to the freshest meat and seafood in town. The culinary pros at Hy-Vee take all of the guesswork out with pre-made dips, snacks, and more. And don't forget to stop by the bakery for a wide assortment of sweet treats. Tailgating has never been easier with help from your local Hy-Vee. Also remember, your local Hy-Vee is the place to find the highest quality beef, hand-selected and sourced from family farms throughout the Midwest. When it comes to beef, Hy-Vee goes the extra mile to bring affordable, tender, and delicious flavor to every tailgate and grill out. Stop into your local Hy-Vee to find Angus Reserve, Choice Reserve, and Prime Reserve beef options for your next gathering. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs and Broncos, Sunday, November 16th on KFMO at 2 o'clock. At NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers will play on Saturday against Texas A&M, the number 3 ranked team in the nation. And Eli Drinkwitz, head coach of the Tigers, gives an update on quarterback Bo Prabula.
Yeah, he's been awesome. Voted captain for a reason. Addressed the team on last Tuesday, I thought, in a powerful way. Has been around, will be around. Got some good news in yesterday's x-rays and is working. He'll be in a walking boot, should be able to be on the sideline for the game. So that's a good start towards his recovery.
Matt Zollers will take over as the quarterback. Drinkwitz says the strength of Matt Zollers is in his arm.
Look, the number one talent that Matt has is his arm. I mean, I think the way the ball jumps off his hand, I think we all can see it. He's got a really good arm and arm talent. You know, there's no defense for the perfect throw. That's just the reality of it.
The Tigers and Texas A&M from Faurot Field in Columbia kick off at 2:30. At NCAA men's basketball, St. Louis University plays tonight against Chicago State. Mizzou plays tomorrow against SEMO. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.